It's not that I'm any age. It's knowing that when I get to school, I have to deal with them again. It's not that I'm any age. It's that I am a young kid, and my classmates call me nigger because my father is Puerto Rican. It's not that I'm any age. It's that I feel nothing but hatred for all the people that I am surrounded by daily. I remember the first time I ever felt like I didn't belong, like I was definitely a stranger in a strange land. I was 5 and had been invited to a friend's birthday party. I wasn't even invited by her. Her mom invited me. I got there late, and as I walked up to the apartment, I saw all these kids running around playing on the front lawn, and it hit me. I didn't feel like I could go in there and fit in and act like I was having a good time, like it was all fun. These were kids that make my life miserable on a daily basis. They caused me to hold my breath at night because I hated them so much. I started to cry, and I didn't know what to do. I started walking home. I took my time so my mom wouldn't know what was going on. I felt like it was over, like that was my last chance to be able to interact with anyone, everyone, forever. It was too much for my little 5-year-old brain to handle. I don't think I've ever recovered from that one all the way. Now I'm 25 and I still feel like an enemy behind enemy lines everywhere I go. My best friend is dead and I can't relate to anyone past a certain point anymore. I saw what dogs my thoughts everywhere I go the other day. I saw this man walking down the street doing what we used to call the prison yard walk. Your head swiveling back from side to side, and each step it takes about a second or so. You move really slow and you don't go anywhere really fast. But where are you going on the inside of the yard? Anyway, it's been about 8 years and I still feel stuck in that mode. I know that it isn't anyone else's fault that they don't go through the same alienation I feel all the time. We all go through our own bullshit. The one truth about life is we all feel pain at one point, and we all feel like we're never going to make it at one point. And we all feel it differently. But I can't help feel like I did on that schoolyard 20 years ago. I look around, I'm the asshole for things I do. But the scenesters who sell heroin and speed are fighting the man somehow. The possibility that I might do steroids is a heinous and unbelievable thought, but your friend smoking crack is Trey chic and rebellious. I spent years hanging around with crankster gangsters. I don't think I ever heard anyone say how they were going to overthrow anything or fucking, you know, run down anyone. I hear you and how you won't buy a Rancid record or a Green Day CD because that would support the man and all that is evil, although you have no problem supporting Anheuser-Busch and Philip Morris, who support people and organizations who hate your stinking asses. Being around you puts me back in the schoolyard, my little hands balled in fists, waiting for you to come and fuck with me. I've made rules for myself. I'm not some victim whining about how I was dumped on and all this bullshit is, you know, oh, I'm so put upon. I made these rules to keep me going. I had to. I have to restrain myself while I'm around you. You fuck with people until you get to someone like me who only takes so much shit, all the while trying to explain to you that you should go away before you get hurt. When I tell you to go away, I really do mean it. This isn't some hardcore melodrama bullshit. This isn't your overthrow the world power violence crap. This is real as it gets. And I really don't give a shit whether or not you get off the floor once you're on the floor. I've always believed you get what you get when you fuck around. So to you, I say good luck in the world out there. It's a big, vicious place with people like me wandering all over it looking for the thing that started all the rage and painful nothingness. Thanks.